Good morning, and thanks for tuning in to Chamber Biz Buzz. I'm Julie Pastrick, President and CEO of the Greater Flagstaff Chamber, and we're so happy to have you with us this morning. And our guest today is Mike Feltz, representing Advanced Fire Defense. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hi, Julie. Thank you.
We're so excited because this is a topic that's so important to all of us. Coconino County just talked about declaring an emergency for mortgage insurance not being available, and we know monsoons are coming, and hopefully we're going to be safe this year, but fire defense is always on everybody's mind. So what was it that made you bring a business forward, Advanced Fire Defense?
Man, Julie, so we were born and raised here in northern Arizona in the Flagstaff area. And, you know, we've seen just catastrophic wildfires increasing and increasing over the years as it's been getting dry. And the biggest thing that we wanted to do was bring empowerment to our community and peace of mind that our community members are completely ready for wildfire as much as they can be, right?
And that's not easy to know what we're supposed to do. So I'm really glad you're here because you think that you've got your premise perhaps protected, but your business really focuses on what we could do better. So what do you think are perhaps the three biggest fire threats to a home?
Oh, man. So the number one is going to be like the immediate home and making sure that it's set. That's from embers. Like the ember wash that comes ahead of the fire is one of the biggest things that we have to make sure the home is set and ready for. So we call that like the home itself and the 5-foot perimeter around the home.
Okay. I understand the 5-foot perimeter. I think I'm okay because I've got concrete and I've got rocks.
Yes.
But I didn't know that much really when we were building. And those dang embers, there's no control. And it's just so tough when you're watching somebody on TV or on whatever using a sprinkler to keep their roof from just exploding.
Yes, yes. So on our inspection sheets, when we come in, we look at your home, we look for things that could catch fire from those embers. So
okay.
Debris within your gutters, debris in the valleys of your roof. And one of the biggest things that people forget is like 1/8-inch screen mesh in your attic, in your crawl space vents, keeping embers from protruding directly into the home.
No, I would have never thought about that. So what does that mean exactly?
Yeah, so on those outsides, if you have an open attic, you want to make sure that any protrusion into the home is either caulk and sealed or that it's got a 1/8-inch mesh screen over it.
Okay.
And what that does is as that ember wash comes, it keeps those embers going directly into the home and catching your attic on fire.
Makes sense. So you're able to bring a certified wildfire mitigation specialist out.
Yes.
Which is what? We understand living in the tallest stand of ponderosa pine in America. So who is that and how does that certification end up being what we have the pleasure of hiring so that we're as safe as we can and protect, for most, our biggest investment?
Everybody who works for me right now is either a retired or a current firefighter who's all doing this side work on the side.
Okay.
We went ahead and we got certified as NFPA wildfire mitigation specialist so that we could make sure and give an accurate detailed report that goes along like with normal FireWise standards. So what we do is we come out to your home, we do a full assessment of the home and your entire property, and we provide you with this really amazing inspection sheet. The very first part of it is really geared towards insurance, and then the second, third, and fourth part are all educational on what you need to do, what your home looks like, and what the steps are that you have in order to be able to help you with the hardening of your home.
So how do you know about the insurance part?
We've been working towards insurance from the top down and the bottom up. We're hoping as these insurance sheets start infiltrating insurance that we can help people, number one, get insurance and knowing that the wildfire threat is as good as it can be for their property. And we'll kind of see how it goes in the near future. We're actually working with the IBHS, and if IBHS is going to be adopted in the state of Arizona, then we'll be an inspector for them. And it's a whole program where people can be insured for a fee, basically. It guarantees insurance for another year.
Interesting. And the insurance companies are willing and have said, if you can do this, it's kind of peace of mind for them.
Yeah. In California, they're definitely doing it. And hopefully it's going to be adopted here in the state of Arizona in the near future.
So important because you really don't know until you know. And I had been in commercial insurance for 5 years and dealt with fires in restaurants, in buildings, wherever. And you just want to be as prepared as you can. You know, at the Chamber of Commerce, we have an inspection every single year for our fire extinguishers.
Yeah.
Do fire extinguishers come into part of the inspection, or is it just largely exterior premises?
Mostly exterior premises. We do supply totally environmentally friendly fire extinguishers if people want to purchase them through our business.
Okay.
Really another amazing thing too that we can really help with is we provide home protection kits. So we haven't even talked about our Komodo fire retardant product
yet. I want to talk about that. That was my next thing. When I heard about that last week during one of our chamber events that you were in, I couldn't believe it because I never heard about it. Go for it. K-O-M-O-D-O.
Yes. Yeah, so
Komodo.
Komodo fire retardant. So it originated out of Southern California, and it's a completely environmentally friendly spray retardant that you can spray on your trees, your plants, your wooden fences, your home, and it makes it completely fireproof until it receives about 3 inches of moisture.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty great. They were actually using it during the California wildfires. They sprayed 400 homes during the event. 40 of those had direct flame impingement, and all 40 stood.
Oh, my. So that's a great testimonial.
Yes.
And how long has Komodo been available?
Komodo's been out for several years. They've actually been in business for over 10, but just finally hitting the market.
And how does a resident in Flagstaff or in the region who's listening to us buy some Komodo? We can go to your website. We'll get to that. But where do you find Komodo?
Yeah, so our website is the best. It's going to be www.advancedfiredefense.com. We're the Northern Arizona distributors and applicators. And we can both sell you your own personal home protection kit, or we can come out with a treatment plan and apply it directly.
And how can our listeners reach you, Mike? We're speaking with Mike Feltz, owner of Advanced Fire Defense.
You can go on our website, like I just mentioned. You can also email me at mike.feltz@advancedfiredefense.com, or reach out anytime by cell phone at 928-853-7344.
That's awesome. And that's mike.feltz@advancedfiredefense.com. Well, we really appreciate you taking time for Chamber Business Buzz, because you raised awareness among a lot of us that we have an opportunity to use a company that's truly providing peace of mind and just put a little effort into it and be prepared ahead of fire season. Are we in fire season now?
Of course we are, yes. It's
are
hot.
We not?
It's
ever.
Hot and it's dry, and it's only going to get worse until we get monsoons.
Yeah.
And then you have to worry about the lightning during the monsoon. So I'm not sure there isn't a bad time to make sure you're not prepared.
It's true. Well, thank you, Mike, so much for your time. And thank you for your investment in the Greater Flagstaff Chamber.
Yeah, thank you, Julie.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap for today. We've been speaking with Mike Feltz, Advanced Fire Defense. Thank you for tuning in to Chamber Biz Buzz. I'm Julie Pastrick, president of the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce, reminding you 4th of July parade is coming. I'll see you next time on the radio.
You've been listening to the Chamber Biz Buzz Show, brought to you by the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce. Today's show has been edited and produced by Clay McCausland with Great Circle Media. We'll see you next time on the radio.